For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. 17 major wildfires are burning in California tonight. One of them is south of Los Angeles, and residents are preparing to evacuate. For a second day, the so-called Holy Fire erupted, sending plumes of smoke thousands of feet into the air, posing a threat to nearby communities down below. Time-lapse video shows the wildfire mushrooming in the Cleveland National Forest. Orange County residents say they had very little time to escape in their cars when the flames took off on Monday. Farther north, the Mendocino Complex fire is the largest ever in California. The weather is fueling the fire. Cal Fire's Heidi Morris.
They can't fly today because of visibility from smoke, and it's still hot and dry, and the humidity is low.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The United States will impose a 25% tariff on an additional $16 billion worth of Chinese goods starting in about 2 weeks, according to the U.S. Trade Representative. Customs and Border Protection will begin to collect the new duties on 279 Chinese imports, including motorcycles, railway cars, and thermometers. The latest bunch of tariffs comes after the United States imposed $34 billion in tariffs on Chinese products, including industrial machinery, office equipment, electronic medical devices, and vehicles on July 6th. China also proposed new retaliatory tariffs ranging from 5% to 25% against the United States on more than 5,000 U.S. goods worth $60 billion on Friday. On August 1st, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 81 points as traders were concerned over reports of the tariff increases. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The founder of InfoWars is disappearing from social media. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
YouTube and Facebook permanently deleting channels and pages associated with Alex Jones. They say for repeatedly violating their policies related to hateful and violent content. It began when Apple removed 5 InfoWars podcasts from its iTunes online marketplace. Only one InfoWars podcast still available, Real News with David Knight, a 3-hour radio show that broadcasts weekday mornings. On YouTube, a page for the Alex Jones channel was terminated, according to the Google subsidiary, which says it broke its code of conduct. The main InfoWars and Alex Jones pages, as well as pages for the Alex Jones channel and InfoWars Nightly News, have been taken off Facebook, quote, for repeated violations of community standards. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Relief efforts are underway for earthquake victims in Indonesia. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Indonesia's 6.9 earthquake Sunday is the second powerful earthquake to hit that resort island of Lombok in a week. While tourists are trying to escape, international groups like Save the Children are desperately trying to care for the people who live there year-round.
There's a very large population of Indonesians that have been really severely affected. Really, those are the people that we're most focused on in North Lombok at this moment.
Donations can be made at SaveTheChildren.org. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.